Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Yes, indeed, everyone. This is Parker Pathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. This is December 18, 2016, the second live hour of a three-hour program. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And my email is kwati at sbcglobal.net. Welcome. I'm going to tell you something, folks. I have in the basket of people in the world you hear about. And I want to make a dedication to something following the president-elect's edict that we can again say Merry Christmas in this country. This is our country. This country is a mix of people that came here that wanted to live here. They wanted to be here. They had the American way, not the juices for 15 to 20 years with anchor babies. And there's a very important family that I want to give tribute to, the ancestors that have survived from this family. It's called the Breyer family. And in 1849, they had... Mr. Breyer was a reverend. In 1849, he took his wife, Juliet. They had three children, and they were traveling from Illinois to California in an all-male, fast-moving wagon train that was hauling for cattle. The Breyers couldn't keep up, and they were coming. They were left behind, and they had to abandon their wagon from this fast-moving wagon train. So they continued by foot. On Christmas Eve, the Breyers entered Death Valley in California. Reverend Breyer, ahead of his wife and children and the cattle, he went to look for water. He was carrying their four-year-old son with him. And at midnight, he came across a small fire. Part of the first camp, which was in back of the fast-moving wagon train. So they butchered a cow, set the whole place up, and continued the fire. And it was Breyer and an Indian scout showed them where the water was under the sand. True story, was standing right below Mr. Breyer's feet. That spot, of course, turned out to be, years later, the Death Valley River, which is underground. They celebrated Christmas that night. And this is the only woman, Juliet, the only woman in 101 males in a wagon train with cattle trying to make it and find a home and go to Los Angeles, which is called Los Angiolos, which Angiolos was the whole point of what's called the Operian Avenue. Long story short, They walked it. 106 miles. And they found L.A. as we know it. The cattle were there. The Breyer family, of course, the Reverend built a church, which became one of the largest churches of prayer in the Western nations. They had six more children. And of course, the Breyer family is recognized for the formation of Christmas on the newly formed state of California. These are relatives. They formalized a religion in terms of the thing of formation of the first Christmas that anyone knows in Death Valley. And my point is, if they could do it, we can do it. That's just my opinion. That's just my opinion. And when the president-elect, when I told him that story, he says, it's Merry Christmas. He was already going to say that. He didn't need any prompting from me. We both cried. I want to share that with you because I think it's time. It's time. We have a caller, Jeff from Idaho. Gracious Jeff. Wonderful it's, Jeff from Idaho.
Hey, Dr. Parker. Great story. Hey, the past 6 weeks have sucked, but your outsider position is excellent. I woke up at 2 this morning, and I looked at my mail, and Brad's family from 4.5 years ago basically still sending me Christmas cards where I work from what we did, and that kind of is how we really have started this stuff. It's great work on the banking stuff, the deal with Native Americans. Maybe we can get back to the original form of government, you know. That technical consultant that I sent you on December 15th has sent me three updates since then and on the vice president's tax plan. So the Hail Mary pass seemed to have worked. That Dave McGowan September 2015 show machine was the 1980s Johnson & Johnson Purifen PDT from Cooper Laser Sonics Dye Lasers.
Mm-hmm.
And you can call it the colloidal quantum dot, hyperpolarized mitochondrial membrane, and it activates P53, the COX-2, and the transforming growth factor, TFG-beta. COX-2 can induce an increase in production of PGE-2 from arachidonic acid. This connects the transplant secrets to Dr. Lo Bu Wen's six-second phase shift of the Dr. Clark cosmic clock backward in time, and malonate is the bio-photon absorber. So the bias range of this membrane of mtDNA is 220 millivolts for cancer, with the normal range being 135 millivolts plus minus 13.5 millivolts. Dr. Nancy Banks' work zips up to Dr. Clark's, and the cesium model from Stoyan Sorge from last year is xenon with three argon shells. These three pathways are documented in the Dr. Banks' work, and you need to contact her as soon as you can, and this follows the Dr. Jason West energy medicine model.
Okay, so, I'll do it.
Yeah, I got one paragraph here I want to read you that's important from the book. It's about one-third the way through, and it's called AEDS. And you're supposed to use the DTH test and scrap all the HIV antibody tests. And here's the reason why. It's called acquired energy deficiency syndrome, right? It is a systemic problem. It is also essential to evaluate the antioxidant system as well as the GSH-GSSH ratio for accessing the level of antioxidant stress. The overall antioxidant status can be tested with a serum ORAC, oxygen radical oxygen absorbance capacity assay. Glutathione levels can be measured in red blood cells. The GSH-GSSH ratio can be used as another measure of overall oxidation stress and can be used as the excess therapeutic effectiveness in maintaining cellular redox potentials, and it's footnote 1343. So this book has 1,448 footnotes, Dr. Barker, and, you know, it's very fabulous work. And unfortunately, it'll throw out a lot of the current medical paradigm, which...
I know, because glutathione is, they want to test for it. I know it.
Right. So what I'm telling you is that you can scratch most of the new drug testing and these other things if you get into the energy medicine stuff and you get your transmuted coal-based soils for your hydroponics, like the Dillingen Radden guy and the guy that was the John Cruise guy from the World Banking World Fraud, can tie in all these other things to what you're looking at. And so I think your plan is great for staying external. And I really appreciate all the efforts you've made in working in that direction. So
well, I appreciate you. And by the way, I'm going to work on this glutathione. I know about, by the way, this is the acquired energy deficiency
syndrome. Right.
The syndrome is incredibly important because I have a strong feeling that in the stem cell research on the mutations that are being done in epigenetics are really metal-based.
Right.
And
you can tell Hillary between now and tomorrow that this is what she needs to look at.
Yeah, I will.
With Dr.
Okay.
Banks. But seriously, Dr. Parker, you got. I know your time is precious, but you'll really get a lot out of it if you read chapter 7 to the back end until you hit the footnotes, and then you can go back to the front end.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll do it that way. Now, I do believe that I do have the total book. Is that true?
It's a Kindle download. Dr.
That's what I thought.
Nancy Banks Turner, and essentially it's essentially the new paradigm in the AIDS Cancer Project. But it's the reverse biasing that we talked about from voltages healing and the Ken Wheeler model of the CZ zones for the vortexes.
Yeah, I thought I was missing that part. Okay, I got it. We'll get it done.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Jeff. Merry Christmas to you, Jeff.
Merry Christmas to you. Yeah, thanks.
We have very quickly now... Frank in North Carolina is back. Are you on air, Frank?
Yeah, doctor, I'm sorry. I had to leave abruptly. My father had a little emergency.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, by the way, my father, I called in last week. We have not put him in a facility. I'm taking care of him. And it's one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life.
You know, I've been talking about that, about the caregivers, how much of a problem this is. The medicine is put out there. Yeah. And you also, you're saving about $5,000 to $7,000 a month to pay somebody from the Philippines that doesn't speak English to just sit there and watch TV.
Right. Yeah. But anyway, the gentleman that used to pick my mom up, take her to New York City for dinner, he was very unhappy, and he had proposed to her several times, and the moral of the story is he ended up committing suicide because he was so unhappy. He had so much money, he didn't know what to do with it. This is a couple decades ago. But the other thing was I wanted to ask you, the reason that I had originally called in, I'm sure you've talked about this a lot, but maybe for new listeners, what do you have to say about the effects of microwaving on food preparation, heating food?
I was going to, for about four shows, I've been trying to get into electromagnetic fields on the body, which I wanted to get into today, and I don't even know if I'm going to be able to get into it.
Okay.
Because of the effects on the water. Now, keep in mind, very quickly, we only have seconds left in this segment. Look, I'm going to pass forward you back to quantum physics. First of all, water is in all food. That's a starter. In other words, you don't have food unless you have water in it. The water, of course, everybody has this romance that the water goes with the seed and the thing, but they forget the soil. Now, the soil has got contaminants in it already because they have to have bacteria in there to make it soil, to make it organic. That's what organic means. However, if you apply microwave to the what's called the isomer metal content in the food, you take the water and change it. You're also changing the cellular construct of the food. So, and the people in the food technology know this. So what they do, they use the high advanced ones vacuum pressure to sort of pressure out the cellular structure to try to maintain the water into the food. So that goes on as a package goes out, and then so you take this frozen dinner or whatever it is, and you put it in the microwave. Now, what do? You are now changing with the energy waves, which is very complex on the quantum physics, to the cell to have its own quantum physics. And what do you think that cell of that food is going to make? It's going to make something it can survive on within the 17, 20, 30 seconds of the microwaving or those directions. So like you go in a microwave, you'll see sometimes they make directions, they paste them on the machine, and they'll tell you, well, it's 2 minutes for this, a pizza's 5 minutes for that, and so forth. Well, that's if you go beyond that, you've already damaged the food because you created within that cell another proton chemical. So now the cell has two forms of chemistry, both cancerous. In other words, practically everything you eat that has been heated by a microwave is not going to give you cancer, but it's going to do one major thing you can count on, and that is to change the microbacteria in your intestine. See? In other words, you have you're supposed to take on probiotics to accentuate the bacterial system. Okay, that's about 500 billion. There's supposed to be in each dose that you take as a probiotic off the shelf, so you can regenerate your own intestine in terms of its microbiota. The bacteria give the signal to the brain for the food. It's not the vagus nerve. The vagus nerve controls from the brain to the stomach and the upper intestine for the peristaltic activity of the chemistry of the digestion. The chemical that you're putting into the food coming in from the microwave is going to your brain as a signal. So what is your brain telling? It changes out in the terms of the citric cycle, it's called, changing a new pyruvic acid. That acid changes out a form of glutamine. The glutamine changes out to terms of the Krebs cycle in the liver, and then it goes back to the intestine. By that time, all the toxins that have been created from that microwave food have now been signaled and coded with the genetic code to go to your intestine to destroy your microbiota. Now, I've just given you approximately 5 years of biochemistry, 1 year of quantum physics that I know about, and also explained the complete toxic cycle to you from microwaving.
Yeah, well, I had heard a long time ago that it changed the molecular structure of the food, and I've steered clear away from it ever since. But everybody I know uses a microwave. They all say I'm nuts.
But anyway, I use a microwave because of the way the food and the time frames that are going on in the world today. Say, and in fact, I'm working on an innovation for just that purpose. The change of that toxic cell that's been frozen. When you look at frozen food, you're essentially looking at toxic frozen food.
Okay. Hey, Dr. Parker, I was calling in when you were discussing you had met with President-elect. Were you talking about Trump?
I'm not going to talk about and give you a name, rank, and serial number for answering that question.
Okay.
Because he sought me out on chloramine caused health damage when he went to Flint, Michigan, and when he went to Mississippi on his primary.
Right.
And so we've been talking ever since, but I'm not going to say anything about what we've been talking about. Listen, Frank.
All right, thank you.
You call again. Merry Christmas again. See you at the other end of the break.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Parker Pathways, and I keep getting stuck on Frank from North Carolina. I just want to say, I still, to this day, I still wear leather pants, look on anything that pockets for the knife and gun. And the whole thing to this day is Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. And I can tell you from the microwave question on the food, what I was trying to get to that would help the audience is that 15, well, it'd be 0.0015 of watts per 1/3 kilogram. A kilogram is 2.2 pounds of a human. But from the food, it would change the calcium ion movement, which has been shown in research in frog heart tissue and been extrapolated to human tissue. If you have a modulated 16 hertz of an electro-frequency radiation at a low-intensity exposure, you could destroy, in a human being, at 180 pounds, the calcium ion movement of your nerve system to your heart in 45 seconds. You think about that. And I think that the call from Frank from North Carolina, I'm glad he called back for me able to give that, because I have a whole half show to do on that subject. Tom from Utah, thanks for waiting.
Hello, yes, Tom. From Parker, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Thank you for calling.
When you talked about Santa Monica, you kind of pushed my button. I don't know if you know, I'm the scientists who identified the poisoning in the FEMA and the manufactured housing industry. And right now, of course, I am desperately concerned because of that Arctic displacement, Arctic air displacement that's on top of half of the nation. Jeff and even Roxanne have been trying to help me get this information out, and you did last Sunday. But anyway, I didn't realize we had a few more connections, and that's the fact that I was brought down to Los Angeles, specifically Santa Monica, when after Paul McCartney lost Linda to breast cancer. He'd heard about me through a friend down in Phoenix and had me come out and talk to the group of film friends of his. I spoke to a gathering of about 2,500, 3,000 people total. But at the time that I was there, some of the people were saying, we'd like to know if we should allow fluoride to come into the Santa Monica water system. And, of course, I said, absolutely not. So I actually stayed down there for several months. And in the process, I educated them on the impact of fluoride upon animals. I'd worked with Dr. Jones, Maurice Jones, in Utah in the 60s. When we had so many cattle that were suffering from fluorosis, when there was a plume of fluoride-based fumes coming out of the what's called U.S. Steel. So I educated the people in Santa Monica as best I could to the facts that fluoride in the water, doesn't. It's like the canary in the mine or the macaws that you're talking about, right?
That's right.
I said, fluoride, since human beings have pretty efficient halide pumps in their skin, we can tolerate a lot more fluoride and other chemicals like you're talking about than can the animals. So through my film friends' connections, I contacted the spouses of all the city council members, including Dr. Robert Holbrook, who is a DDS up and then department director up at UCLA. Of course, pissing him off because I educated his wife and explained to her that if your husband has his way and he fluoridates the city water of Santa Monica, your dog and your cat and your bird will be the victims.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was really kind of sweet. Even
good
Dr.
thing you
David
did that.
Dr. David Kennedy and Jeff Green, I don't know if you know them. They've been
well,
forefront of the...
Yeah.
In fact, I was talking to Dr. Kennedy just a couple of days ago.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'm glad that you did that. And that was the beginning of putting... the gas companies were putting the MTBE in the water, and they'd been doing it for 4 years, and it killed off every kind of low-form animal in Santa Monica at that
over.
Time. I appreciate your calling. It's my break. I got my commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is Parker Pathways. We only have, I can only get another minute and 20 seconds in for Tony in Utah. I'm holding you over. Are you there?
Yes, the other...
Well, I have to move fast here, Tony, because I know what you're doing.
Okay, the other thing I wanted to tell you, the National Congress of American Indians had me go with them to a meeting in the Congress, and we had a personal meeting with Obama twice.
Yeah, I know. I heard about
that. One of the things... I'm hoping you've had a chance to look at my website, gassingamerica.com. I also have access to it by punching in gassingnativeamerica.com. We have 2 million Native Americans at risk with the poisoning issue in their homes, but I was also asked to help them with the water issues, and we have the Navajo, Utes, Zunis, and Hopis that are being denied water rights to water that runs right through their land for Peabody coal.
That's right. That's up there. And also, I've been working with those people from those tribes concerning, because the government wants them off the reservation. That's a shorthand because we don't have time to talk about it. But the thing comes down to the fact that's absolutely correct. And because the government wants these reservations for drilling, and also they want the water. But they've contaminated most of the water. That's why they do these contaminations, you know, like in New Mexico and Arizona. And there's one going on in Minnesota as we speak. And in fact, it's a copy of the American forces. They use now black helicopters and trained, well-formed. They call them Obama's army. They're completely armed. And to move and kill, it's called.
So the thing is, and the public's not supposed to know about that. In fact, I was supposed to talk about something like that in a different way. Listen, you're doing, I'm not pushing you off the show. I can't. I've got callers lined up, and plus we got to think, but I'm going to tell you something. You keep your work, and you call me, and you get my email, okay? It's kwati@sbcglobal.net, because if Donald Trump, if he gets the Electoral College votes, which he should, this country's going to change for the better, and your work is going to be recognized. Just trust me on that. Okay, Tony? Is Tony still there? Okay, I want him to know that we know about him, and we're going to help Tony. We have Lauren in Ohio, and I want to apologize. We tried to get to you as soon as we could, Lauren.
Oh, no, thank you very much. And since you're talking about attacks, I want to talk about a more direct form of attack that's a bigger threat to the country and the world. And everybody can look it up. The name of the article is Mycoplasma, the linking pathogen in neurosystemic diseases. And people need to understand that these are bioweapons that are being used on us more directly than contaminating the water, more directly than any of that. You simply put this into the body, and this is where you're getting all these diseases. I'm just going to read just a few quick things from here so you understand what's going on. Dr. Maurice Hilleman, chief virologist for the pharmaceutical company Merck Sharp and Dohme, stated that this disease agent is carried by everybody in North America and possibly most people throughout the world. According to Dr. Shai-Ching Lo, senior researcher at the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology and one of America's top mycoplasma researchers, this disease agent causes many illnesses, including AIDS, which is simply a mycoplasmic infection of the T4 lymphocyte, cancer, chronic fatigue, Crohn's colitis, type 1 diabetes, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, Wegener's disease, and collagen vascular diseases such as rheumatoid arthritis and Alzheimer's. It also includes MS and a bunch of other stuff. Next paragraph. I have all the official documents to prove that mycoplasma is the disease agent in chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, as well as AIDS, multiple sclerosis, and many other illnesses. Of these, 80% are U.S. or Canadian official government documents, and 20% are articles from peer-reviewed journals such as Journal of American Medical Association, New England Journal of Medicine, and Canadian Medical Association Journal. And then this is the last piece. The U.S. Public Health Service also closely followed the progress of the biological warfare research and development from the very start of the program, and the Centers for Disease Control and the National Institutes of Health in the United States were working with the military in weaponizing these diseases. So this is a program. One more. The Special Virus Cancer Program, created by the CIA and the NIH to develop deadly pathogen for which humanity had no natural immunity, that's AIDS, was disguised as a war on cancer, but was actually part of MK Naomi. Okay, so these are these military programs to develop weapons.
I know.
They put it in the vaccine.
Lauren,
they spray it in the
Lauren. Knock, knock, knock. I'm trying to talk to you. Jesus, Lauren, stay
sorry.
Your caller, God bless you. Listen, hold your horses. The thing comes down to the fact that everything you said is absolutely true, but it's got a bigger thing. I take 1,000% exception to your statement that it's bigger than the water. How do you think they weaponize it? You can't transfer on the mycoplasma in terms of the biological warfare, which is true. Everything you're talking about is true, but it's you have to have the water as the medium. That's why they're weaponizing the water.
No, that was airborne.
One of the things that Hillary Clinton wanted to do, and openly declared it, assuming nobody was going to. She felt that she was a queen. She called herself the queen of warfare. And the thing comes down to the fact, and that's in her document in the CIA profile. So the thing is, no, I've been working on mycoplasmas in terms of this for over 25 years.
Well,
and we
the
already,
thing is, though,
you know, I help Uncle Sam in trying to keep this. I'm one of the, I don't know how many people are involved now. I think there are about 400 of us in the world that are Uncle Sam taps us in the real world in terms of this. No, I think what you're saying is extraordinarily important. But do not take away the medium. See, they can't use it in the air because you need moisture for the mycoplasma.
Well, no, it's... It is airborne. You contaminate. If I deal with people, because I
know it's airborne. I know it's airborne, Lauren. Don't argue with me. I'm one of the experts in the whole thing, and I bless you for bringing this up. The thing is that I consider this an extraordinary, serious biological agent. And there's, it's in fact, most of this work is now classified. The work that you were repeating in terms of the thing and what they did for the CDC is has been classified for almost 2 years.
Well, yeah, but my point is they're putting it in vaccines. It's in the vaccines. It's contaminated by, if you live in a house with somebody that has this, you'll get it. That's why everybody's got it. It's in your body.
It's called,
and it just depends on your genetics.
It's called
fungus is what accelerates its destruction. But if I work with people that I'm cleaning up with mycoplasma, once I kill it, once we get it out of their bodies start to heal. And all I'm saying is the way that the medical community handles it is with low-dose tetracycline for a couple of years, and I'm telling people, hey, get some super silver, 40 parts per million.
They're getting on the tetracycline, they're long ago become adversely immune to it, see? And
What I'm saying is, though, once you manage that, the health problems, your body can really deal with a lot if it's not being attacked and assaulted. And so, I'm just trying to share information and encourage people to take action of their own accord and not, you don't have to sit and just have this tear
That's
you
exactly
apart.
Right.
But my point is, they're putting it in the vaccine.
If you can understand your to call again, and we're going to pursue this because you're absolutely correct on everything you're saying.
Well, can I get
in
the
fact,
website?
If I kick in on the conversation, you might not like what I'm going to say because it's 40,000 times worse than what you're saying.
Can I put out the website for the callers?
I've got to show the thing, and I've got you on the top of the pyramid with this thing. You call me again. And we're gonna when we get a little more time because we need your input. And by the way, Cyclothrin as the new antibiotic is the one they're going to try on the microsporum because it's the last antibiotic on the earth. No, all the other antibiotics are gone. Read my American Free Press article on antibiotics and supposition resistance by humans, which is on the RBN homepage, and you get it. And no, you're on the case. And I want to thank you for calling. I bless you. Thank you for calling because that's the real world of bio work. The new war is going to be the biological one with the nuclear radiation, Third World War. We have a caller, Guy, in Arkansas. Thank you for waiting.
Hey, good morning, Doctor. Pleasure hearing you on the air again. I just want to make a brief comment to piggyback off of one of your earlier callers about the microwaves using microwaves. The microwave energy puts out such a high frequency that what it does is it totally dismantles and breaks up in segments all kinds of proteins, carbohydrates, you name it, everything. It just fractures them all the tiny pieces, and these become extremely toxic. So it's interesting. I recall reading an article in Nexus magazine back in the early 90s which really woke me up as to the real damage caused by microwaves and why I never use them. That came from a case of a wrongful death suit, and it turned out that there was a simple operation. I guess somebody was getting an appendectomy, and the doctor ordered a nurse to get another pint of blood. She ran out and found out that type of blood was not available, was still in frozen form or chilled form. So what she did is she just common sense told her, okay, well, I'll just heat it up in the microwave because, you know, they heat coffee and everything else in there. So she puts it in the microwave, warms it up, they bring it back, put it into this poor person, and 2 hours later they die from toxic shock syndrome, poisoning of the blood. So after investigation was all ran through, they finally asked the nurse, well, what did you do? And they found out that she microwaved the blood, and that was the result of killing the patient. So, anybody that
you
uses
never
a microwave
blood,
I mean, my God.
Way. You never microwave blood, by the way. The longest thing, the shelf life of your blood bank is 7 days at the max, And you don't microwave the blood.
Well, I just wanted to bring that point across. As far as, you know, get these things out of your life. And thank you for the time, Doctor, and look forward to listening to you on more programs. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You very much for calling, and Merry Christmas to you. By the way, I want to say Merry Christmas to Lauren, Utah. The president-elect says that Merry Christmas is now legal in this country, and you know, I think he's even going to say something in his inaugural. And one of the things is, in lieu of what's being said, is something I want to point out to you. There's a big push by the elites to have recycled water as a potable action. In other words, there are laws being passed and the formation of that, and I've done many shows on the biochemistry of the recycled water as it sets up for disease concept. Right now, the big money from foreign countries and plus the United States under the table, which is legislated, which is totally illegal but in this country, but the thing is to go for the recycled water. You know, as a product under the guise of climate change, which I wanted to get into the interview that I did a couple of years ago, and with Michael Mann, developer of the modeler for climate change. I interviewed him. In fact, I interviewed him twice, once in 2012, and then once in 2013. And I also interviewed Daniel Yergin on the quest for energy security and remaking the modern world of his book concerning our climate change. But I added the process of development of what we do and don't know about climate change and the effects of water in the body and what our wastewater is. So recycled water, of course, you're taking in more in the endocrine disruptors. It's an outright lie by the water engineers of this country and the legislatures are concerning the vestibule of recycled water. They get around the law by injecting it in tanks and then take it out of the golf courses where they store it. But the next step needs to be paid in a lot of attention. Remember I was talking about, I did it about 3 years ago, and I've carried it on through other shows, concerning the basis of toxins and endocrine disruptors in the toilet water, and the idea that, of course, we're only about 3 degrees away from each other's water. So it's in the real world. So you have endocrine disruptors going into other people and the person and kind of saying the wastewater people, you do a great job and blah, blah, blah. You know, the old BS that they give you. But the thing is that, and talk about how great the water is, it's the cleanest water in the world. Yet they, you know, they use the kind of what's called web construction steel from China, which is faulty. But the thing is that you can also stick your foot in a pipe, in a water pipe, in some aqueducts. That's how bad the infrastructure is. I estimate in chloramine caused health damage when I wrote that it would cost $16 trillion just for the water. Just for the water infrastructure. The debt at that time was reaching into $19 trillion, you know. So at that time, and they weren't telling the public about that. Then the Uncle Sam decided, well, to keep track of drugs, we're gonna send a satellite up. So they sent up four. They only tell the public they sent up one. You're not supposed to know about the other three. And that monitors the toilet water for people who are taking drugs, and they can monitor from space the kinds of drugs you've taken, where it's located, and its travel time. And of course they could even monitor and use signals within your protein structure and monitor you from outer space right now. And that's been going on for a long time. And the thing is, it comes down to the chips, too. Everybody says, well, that's a discussion and this is a big story. No, it's not the big story. The story is a chip that's going to be in you and what's going on right now and the chips that are being used to analyze these in algorithms, which has to do with another subject I wanted to get into today. It looks like I'm not going to be able to do it. But it has to do with the monitoring of knowledge in terms through chemistry of the body. Now, all that being said, the determination of analyzing wastewater for DNA, and we have another break coming. So after the break, we're going to talk about something that's DNA-related in wastewater. So call the number is 800-313-9443, and it's showtime, folks.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with three shots from the rear and one shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years. Since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is Parker Pathways. Before the break, I was going to mention, and by the way, I have a patent on special with the patent office for the development of determining DNA in wastewater. There's some people at Stanford University that are developing methods for monitoring DNA in the wastewater to give clues, hopefully, to the public health people on various diseases that are transmitted for potential outbreaks if that occurs. And of course, these public health specialists really can't do much until the patients report the symptoms. And so this is if you can have an excess of turning out the various DNA markers, biomarkers as well, for potential situations in the wastewater from humans. And of course, this is being done by, the engineering environmental department. Now, I find that this is a very well-needed situation, but you see, I find it incredibly hypocritical that you can put chloramine and other additives, cancer-causing agents, of which there are close to 9,000 at this time. When I started, there were approximately 1,900, and the process and the public health doctors on a voice vote said that there isn't any adverse effects of adding these sterilants in the drinking water under the guise of killing Cryptosporidium or Giardia lambda, which is the liver fluke. And the whole process, I find it hypocritical that an environmental agency, in terms of the process of the work, I think is very laudable and is needed. And I think, but how much hypocrisy do you need? You're going to support Dr. John Holdren's agency, in terms of the biological agency and also the work by Sustrin and the modification of the brain, and at the same time have depopulation through the sterilants of drinking water, which is in supported testimony in the Senate by Dr. John Holdren. But at the same time, you have to say, well, the public health doctors are going to know where the DNA stream is on the biomarker from the waste product of human beings in the toilet water. And in turn, well, then aren't you admitting, aren't the process of the real world? We're not talking about the BS world that you've been telling the public for 45 years, and how the EPA and the process of the American Medical Association come into the thing and say, well, it's okay to do this, to lie to the public and have over 3 million people a year die in the United States from the water alone, thinking, well, it's contaminated, and then they put on the death certificate a different way. You see the hypocrisy here? What's the differential? The differential is the amount of money that's going into the process of the infrastructure of the position. And the president-elect has heard this. He sought me out and everything, and I gave it to him, and that's why he put the social matrix of the carbon to the EPA and to the FDA and to, and my recommendation, also you go to the World Health Organization. His legal team did it, and he's putting it to them, and that's why we told China to stop it the other day. We're going to see you at the other end of the next hour, and I'm aware of the callers. And I'm going to have you on. I only have 6 minutes, but this is the third major world story of DNA measurement in wastewater as a monitoring engineering plaque. We'll see you at the next live hour of Parker Pathways, 800-313-9443.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.